The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
Good morning and welcome to BizSense Beat, our weekly roundup of the top business stories from Richmond BizSense. I'm Benjamin Dolly, and joining me this morning is BizSense reporter Mike Patania. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Ben.
So this week, big news for Scott's Addition, a ruling from the Richmond Circuit Court could halt a development planned over there. Fill us in on how we got here.
Yeah, this is something I've been following for a few years now. So to kind of go back, in 2018, the old Party Perfect complex on West Marshall Street sold to a developer out of D.C. called Dalian Development. Party Perfect had been in Scott's Addition for years. They packed up, moved to Northside, sold their land, made a ton of money on it. At the time of the purchase, Dalian indicated that they bought the land, which covers an entire city block, with the idea that they want to redevelop it into multifamily housing. A few years later, in 2021, the property across the street from them at 1300 McTavish Avenue sold to a North Carolina development firm called Hemenspire. You know, their complex, it includes a small apartment community, pretty sizable old office building, and the Slingshot arcade bar. Hemenspire's purchase included a lease on a 51-space surface parking lot that's actually on the old Party Perfect site. So, you know, the two previous landowners must have made a deal for it years ago, and the lease for that parking lot renewed in 2021 for 10 years. Dalian set out to terminate that lease at the end of its current term in order to free up the whole piece of land that they bought to be redeveloped. It would cover the entire city block, including that parking lot. The bad blood starts when Hemenspire allegedly said, "You can't do that. The language of this lease gives us the right to renew it in perpetuity."
So what happens now?
Dalian sued Hemenspire in 2022, looking for a judgment that, you know, would confirm their right to terminate the lease. You know, the lawsuit played out pretty slowly over the last 2 years, but last week, a Richmond Circuit Court judge issued a ruling saying that while this lease is not perpetual, it does technically give Hemenspire the right to renew it for a second successive term from 2030 until 2040. So an entire block of Scott's Addition, which is arguably the hottest neighborhood in town for redevelopment, is potentially being tied up for the next 16 years.
And what are the next steps for the opposing sides?
Well, it's hard to say. It's unclear whether Hemenspire is actually going to pursue renewing the lease for that long. They declined to comment. And Dalian's plans are also unclear. They're a pretty private firm. They've never responded to any of our requests for comment, you know, dating back to that 2018 deal. They do a lot of their business in other markets and haven't done any other deals in Richmond. So I suppose an appeal is on the table, but who knows? I think perhaps the strangest piece in all of this is that the parking lot in question honestly doesn't seem to be getting used very much. When the lawsuit was filed, it was very, in terms of my visits to it, it was very infrequently used. These days, it's fenced off and chained up on both ends. The only cars in it look to be ones that have been in wrecks recently. So it's just a really odd situation. I guess it goes to show how a small bit of technical language in a legal document like a lease can have a huge impact on a neighborhood.
Interesting. Well, that's all the time we have for this morning. So thanks to Mike Patania. That's all the time we have for this morning. Thanks again to Mike Patania from Richmond BizSense for joining me today. You can read these and other business stories at richmondbizsense.com. You're listening to VPM News. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Ben.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.